Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We are Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis on the bottom line. V'hashemen shelahen, oil of goyim, was originally usher to eat. No issue with the heksher. That's not an issue. If it's not kosher, it's not kosher. Not an issue. It's kosher. It's still not allowed to eat the oil of goyim. What's going on with that? So Rav Omar, Daniel gozer alav. Daniel made a gzira on oil. Right? Daniel is one of the prophets. He made a gzira. You shouldn't eat oil of a goy. Shmuel Amar. No, Shmuel says no. A whole different thing. Nothing to do with that. Zilifason shel kelim tmeim osarton. The splashing or the splashing is the wrong word.
The residue
of the kelim that are tamei are making the oil tamei. So it's a tumah issue. So the Gemara asks, a minute. Everybody eats food when they're tahar? No, not today. Nobody does that. So who cares about that issue? That can't be the reason. So if one says you're right, we'll change it. Ella zilifason shel kelim asurin osartan. The residue is asur. The residue, not a tumah, it's asur. So what does that mean? So the guy cooked, used this pot with this oil, and then the oil's using it. Somehow the residue of the oil is going to be used in a different pot. Say if you have kashrus issues, you can't eat the oil of a goy. Okay. Rav said it was a Daniel made up a gzeira like that. And Shmuel says, no, it's a reason, it's a practical reason. So, Amar le Shmuel le Rav. Shmuel says to Rav, one second. Bishlom le didi, according to me, da mina dzlifasa shel kelim asur nosartan, I say it's a kashrus issue. Hainu, that's why, the chiyasa of Yitzchak bar Yishmuel, bar Marta, when Yitzchak bar Shmuel Marta came, Vamar and he said, Darish Rav Simloi ben Etzivin, Rav Simloi in Etzivin darshan, that Shemen, oil, Rav Yehuda, the question which Rav Yehuda this was, first we'll say, let's say Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Ubeistino and his bestin, Nimnu Alav, they made a count, Vitiru, and they matir the oil. Why? Kosovar no sin tam lizgam mutter. What's the problem? The problem is that the residue is not kosher and it's going to impart flavor in your dish. But there's a rule that no sin tam lizgam is mutter. After 24 hours, the taste is considered bad and it doesn't impart any isra flavor. So, according to me, I said the issue was kosher's issue. Rud HaNasi and his Bezdin realize it's not a kashrus issue. It's not an issue. That makes a lot of sense. I said it's an old gzeira, and then Rud HaNasi came along and said, no, the gzeira is no longer applicable for various halachic reasons. Right? So, Ela Lididah, but according to you, Rav, you say that Daniel made this up. Daniel made a gzeira. So, the Marta, Daniel, Gazar Olav, that Daniel made a gzeira. Daniel Gazar, Daniel made a gzeira, the usher of Yehuda Hanasi Umavatale, and your Yehuda Hanasi came along with Mavatalet? How could you do that? But now what we learned, the Mishnah Idios, that says, Ein Bezdin Yachal Levatal Divrei Bezdin Chavero, one Bezdin cannot undo the gzeiras of a previous Bezdin, Ela Imkein Gadol Haimenu B'Chachma U'B'Minyan, unless they're greater in Chachma and Minyan. And since we have a concept called Yehudas Hadaros, they're never going to be greater in Chachma. Minyan maybe. Never in Chachma. So how could they do that? So Tosfos asks, saying Kashrus on Shmuel. They made a gzeira that there's Kashrus issues. How could Shmuel come along and say that Rav Simloi said, it's not an issue? How could they do that? Right? What do you come off doing that? So Tosfos answers, by the way, we're going to see in a few minutes, where did this gzeira of Shemen, who made up this gzeira? According to Shmuel, Shmuel said in the name of Rav Simloi, who said that Rav Hanasi did away with this gzeira of Shemen. Who made the gzeira of Shemen? So we're going to see in a few minutes, it was one of the 18 gzeiros that was made with Hillel and Shammai in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Goron, one day. So it's Hillel and Shammai made it. So Hillel and Shammai made the gzeira. How does Yehuda HaNasi come along and undo the gzeira? Okay, so we don't even know why Daniel made the gzeira. We're going to have a pasuk in a minute from Daniel, what, where it comes from. We don't know his reason. Was it a kashrus issue? Was it an issue about fraternizing with goyim? What? We don't know the issue. We don't want you hanging around with goyim. We don't want you hanging, certainly not with the goyish daughters. We don't want you hanging around those people. So what was the reason? We don't even know the reason. So Tosfos asks, what's the difference of Shammai Hillel or Daniel? What's the difference? Either way, it's an older Beis Din. It's an older Beis Din, and you have no right to undo an older Beis Din's psak. That's what Tosfos asks. Tosfos answers,
isn't it for precedent purposes, the further back the better?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. There's some of the gzeiras made by, we're going to have today, David HaMelech, and some gzeiras are made by the Amoraim. Doesn't matter who made it. If it sticks, it sticks. You can't undo it. Right? So Tosfos answers, there were two reasons why they made the gzeira on oil, Hillel and Shammai. Two reasons. Number one, it was a kashrus issue with the absorbing flavor from the oil. And number two, they didn't want you hanging around with the goyim. But each issue is a weak issue. Because who hangs around with goyim because of oil? You go to a bar, you drink oil. You go to a bar, you have wine or liquor, things like that. That's where the fraternizing, or we have today pas, bread. Those are the issues issues where you have a common, you know, party, whatever, with a goy. That can lead to problems. Oil? That's a funny thing to asa. And the fact that it imparts flavor, it's also a funny thing, because Rebbe Huda said it's not even true. So, both reasons combined, okay, there was enough strength over there to make that zero. Each one's weak, but combined, you have one good reason. If two bad reasons equal one good reason, right? This is what Tosfos said. This is what Tosfos said. What?
Sometimes.
What?
Not always.
Yeah. Now, said you were Nasi. This reason of the kashrus is not a reason at all. So therefore, the whole gzera falls away. That's what Tosfos explains. Okay. So Shmuel asked Rav, if you hold that the gzera was made by Daniel, how could Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi undo it? Again, Rav Samloy said that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi undid the gzera. So listen to this answer. Amalei Simloy. Luda Kamarta, you're bringing me a raya, you have a kash on me, that Rav Samloy said that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi undid the gzeira? Shiny Ludoi, Dimizalzale. I'm not impressed with, don't bring me a raya from Rav Samloy, from, he's a Ludoi, from Lud or something. He's Mizalzel things that the Rabbanim say. He's Mizalzel things that the Rabbanim say, right? Yeah, one second. Oh, here it is. Yeah. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi never did that. He never mattered. If a kasha and me, how could he matter? He didn't matter. Or Samloi said he mattered. He's mezalzel things. He makes things up. So Amalei. So Shmuel says to Rav, Ashalachle, should I tell Samloi you said that? Ashalachle, should I go send him a message? You said that? If he was embarrassed.
Wanted to call him.
I should call him over here and tell him that? If he was embarrassed. So what's the end of that? What's the end of that Gemara? Right? He was embarrassed. What's the end of that Gemara? So is it true or is it not true? Right? He spoke Lashon Hara about Samloi.
What's going on? Help
what? Now, Amar Rav says, Rav, im heim lo darshu, if they didn't make the following drasha, Anan lo darshinan, wouldn't we make the following drasha? In other words, here's the drasha. Vaksiv, it says, in Daniel, right? This is a pasuk in Daniel. Vayasem Daniel al libo, and Daniel made a promise on his heart. Ashalo yizgoel, he's not going to be involved. Bepas bad hamelech, ubiyayin mishtav. Mishtav is a plural word. So bishtei mishtav is a kasuv medaver. The Torah is talking about two drinks. Echad mishta yayin, vechad mishta shemen. So, hidden in that pasuk is a second iser of oil. Rav holds al libo sum. He made a thing to himself. Ulachol Yisrael hora, and he passed it for the whole Klai Yisrael. Same story. He was the Gadol Hador, and he possibly made the new Gzeira. Shmuel said, no. Alibo, something. He was not on himself. On himself, he wouldn't drink the oil of a goy. Al B'chol Yisrael, lo hora. But on the rest of Klal Yisrael, he never made such a Gzeira. So, never made such a Gzeira, not an issue. V'shemen Daniel Gazar? Is that even true? That Daniel made a Gzeira on Shemen? V'omar Bali Avimi Nosa Mishmei Derav? That person said the following, that piton, bread, v'shemen, oil, yayin, wine, v'noseyen, daughters, all these four things, kulon, mishmona, asar, davarim, they were all from the 18 gzeiras of Hillel and Shammai that day. All of them. Not Daniel, much later in history. Much later, Hillel and Shammai, much later. V'chi tema, asar Daniel gaza, v'lo kibel, you want to tell me Daniel made a gzeira, but it didn't have any legs, didn't have any sticking power, nobody listened to it. V'asa tamidei chachamim, v'asa tamidei Hillel Shammai, v'gazer v'kibel. And then Hillel Shammai came along and made a gzira, and now it's stuck. Im kein, ma'as hadut derav. Then what did Rav say? Daniel made a gzira. It's not true. That gzira never got anywhere. Didn't get the first base, that gzira, right? It's not a gzira. It's not a zero if it didn't hold. Only Hillel and Shammai. So what's Rav saying?
Well, he tried to make it.
So, that's not what Rav said. Rav said Daniel did it. Yeah, Daniel tried. He didn't succeed. So if you try, you don't succeed. It doesn't call that you did it. If you try to climb Mount Everest and you don't, you can't say I climbed Mount Everest. You never did it. You tried, but you didn't do it. If you succeed, then you did it. So how could Rav say Daniel did it? He didn't, that's even true. If that's what you want to say. Ella, the answer is, Daniel gazar be'ir. Daniel made the gzera in the towns where, you know, there's a tavern at the corner and there's girls next door and there's issues. V'asu inu v'gaza fila basata. And then Hillel and Shammai came along and made the gzera even in the fields. Who's out there? What's the issue? What's the chashash out there? You know what? He still made the gzera. What?
Have you ever seen a gzera only in this place and not that?
This is a very funny gzera because the truth is the gzera was taken away. Right? Which is no, there's no such thing as Shemen Yisrael like you have Chol of Yisrael. Or Pas Yisrael. No such thing. As a matter of fact, this today or tomorrow, we'll read what the Rambam says about this issue. Someone else, I'm from, and I'm not going to use oil unless it's from a Jew. We'll see what the Rambam says about such a person. It's either today or tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Hechi Matzi L'mishrei Takanta the Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel. So how could Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi come along, and same question, how could he undo a Takana of Shammai, Hillel and Shammai? How can he do that? But now what we learned, Ein bezdin yachol levatel bizvei bezdin chaveru, elim kin gadol hamena b'chachu minyan. You cannot undo a bezdin's gzera unless you're greater in chachma and minyan. And chachma, you're never going to be greater.
I had this discussion after we get off the ground. They use Shemin's eyes in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So if you're using in the Beis HaMikdash, I can make a gzera and you're not allowed to use oil.
Of a guy.
But the reason is that the guy are using it as sacrament.
That's not the reason.
We never said that
at one time.
They said it's kashrus.
Yeah, we said it's a kashrus issue, it's a socialization issue, right?
Well, that's the one I don't understand.
Why?
I mean, you can sit down and break bread with somebody, but
right.
it's a little
far fetched, but that's it. Listen, all you need is one little opening to go, right, that the girl, the daughter winks at you, and one little opening, and that's the next thing you know, you have problems. So stay away from the guy, you don't have anything to do with them. Right? That's the reason. That's really what's going on. Now, business you can do with guy, right? Sell to guy things. They want to keep you away. This exactly didn't apply for what you said. But that was the Havamina. So, V'od, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar V'yokhanan, Bakal Yachal Levatel Bezdin, Divrei Bezen Chavero, even if you hold that you can, you do have the power to undo a gzera of a previous bezen. Even if you have the power to do that, chutz mishmona asar davar, not those 18. Those 18 are like sacred gzeras. Shafilu yavo Eliyahu bezdino, even Eliyahu Navi is going to show up with his bezdin, whoever that is, ain't shomelo. We're not going to listen to him. Even Eliyahu Navi comes, we're not going to listen. Why not? What's so great about this? These gzeras. So the, who is this? The Tosfos explains, Tosfos says, because these gzeras were made with Mesiras Nefesh. Because there's a story in the Yerushalmi that the Talmidim of Hillel wanted to come into the room where they're making these Gzeiras, and the Talmidim of Shammai wouldn't let them in because they were going to outnumber them, and then they take a vote, so it goes by majority. So if the Hillel's not here, much, right? If the Democrats are not in the room, you get whatever you want done, right? Once you bring in the other party, so Shammai said, Hillel, you can't come in. But the Rishami says that they told him they're going to kill them. They told him they're going to kill them if they come in. If you want to see it inside, look at the bottom line of the page on Tosfos. Aval b'yurches davar afilu gadol einu mivatel b'pisha amdolahem b'nafshosehem. They gave their life. Pirish mima shena to cher beis hamedrash. They put swords in the beis hamedrash to keep them out, and they still pushed themselves in. So because of that, Mesiras Nefesh, these gzeiras are special. So even if you hold, you can be without the gzeira of a previous bezin, which we don't hold, we can't do. Even if you could, not these gzeiras. So what are you talking about? How could you undo it? How could you would have not come along and undo it, right? That's why we have gzeiras today that apply, that don't apply at all, and we're still stuck with them. Right? We're stuck with them. Right? And there are gzeiras, so this is also a shir in itself, there are gzeiras that you're allowed to do, that went away. Right? There are gzeiras that went away. For example, there was a gzeira that a kohen who had something on his hands shouldn't duchen. Because people are going to make fun of him. That gzeira went away. Kohen's allowed to duchen, that already has on his hands. Right? So why'd that one go away? And these gzeiras of, you know, you can't ride a horse on Shabbos. Why? Because you might break a branch. What if you're not going to break a branch? You're still not allowed to ride a horse. Right?
What?
No, that was for health.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have that now.
But that was a health gzeira. So if the health doesn't... Right, so when does the gzeira go away? When does it not go away? Sometimes it do go away.
Medicine
is the big one. That gzeira doesn't apply. And then we're still stuck with that gzeira. Right, why? Because how you have a gzeira, how you have a bezin, it's greater than chakra means, undo it. No such thing. You're stuck with it. Right, we're stuck with it.
2 days in Yatta.
What?
2 days in Chislev. It's also, it doesn't apply, really. You know when the day...
Right, so I would say it's a minute. What?
Does anybody grind up medicine?
Maybe in the pharmacy they do. Not you. Maybe. First of all, what about liquids? What about liquid medicine?
Sort of, yeah.
So they're included liquids. What about things that are not even solids or liquids? Like a those hot, what's it called? Those like a hot compress or a hot balloon. What are those things called?
Hot water bottle.
It's not a liquid or a solid. Not putting anything in your body. It's just on your body, not in your body. It's also a problem. All that's problems.
So, you just wrap one on your body.
Yeah. So what's going on here? So how could Rabbi Danasi undo the gzera? So Amar of Masharshia, Matam, what's the reason? Hoel upashat isure berov Yisrael. Now I'll tell you why. Because other gzeras spread out throughout Klal Yisrael. Shemen, lo pashat isure berov Yisrael. It never took hold. The gzera never took hold. Amar of Shmuel bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Yashvu, Rabbeinu, Ubadku, Al Shemen, Shelo Pashtu, Isuro, Berov Yisrael. It never took hold. It was a gzera that never, people will never makabel. How do you even makabel? It's not a choice on me. Right, they send out a letter. Everyone gets an email. The whole class will get an email. By the way, from now on, I made a new gzera. You're not allowed to... Oh, I'm not makabel that. And how it happened.
Yeah, never talking in shul.
Yeah. There are other things I could say. I don't want to say it on tape. The Samchu Rabbeinu and the Rabbanon relied al divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel on the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Al divrei Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, shayu omrim ein goes in gzeira al tibur. You cannot make a gzeira on a tibur. Ela im kain rov tibur yecholim lamed bo. Unless rov of the tibur can hold from that gzeira. If not, then no gzeira. Okay. As a matter of fact,
don't we know that after the fact?
What?
Don't we know that after the fact if they can withstand it?
Okay, so that's why we said yesterday they did it. They tried it for a year or something, yeah. Right? By the way, so the Milunil says exactly what you said. Says that there's a Gemara that says that Rav Tarfon said you're only allowed to use Shem and Zayas to light candles every Shabbos. The Mishnah says anything that has a good flame. Not going to flicker, not going to go out, doesn't smell. Anything kosher, anything's mutter. Reb Tarfon said, only Shem and Zayas bilvad. Only Shem and Zayas. And the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri got up and said, well, what are you talking about? What kind of rule is that? What are the Anshei Modai who don't have oil? What are they going to do? They don't live in a place. It's not the oil so frequent. What are they going to do every Shabbos, every Friday? What are they going to do? And what about the Anshei Alexandria that don't have Shemen? What are they going to do? And what about the Anshei Kaputkia that don't have? They only have certain materials over there. What are they going to do? It was Xera. That's why the Rimi Lumil said, that's why the Xera couldn't take hold. Because it was... Therefore what? Right?
You're limiting to oil now to illumination oil only.
Right.
What about food?
So it's the same oil, no?
Somewhat
the same oil. So it was Xera that they couldn't hold from that Xera. The Tarfon made a rule. Who could hold from that rule? Same thing over here. Who could hold from it? So they got rid of it.
Right. Now, but who does that? Who decides?
Who decides that it can be...
At the time.
Is it possible to pause this?
Does this apply to all oil?
Next. The Amar Vadabar Ava, Mikra, it says like this, that it says, this is a pasuk in, where's this pasuk? It's a pasuk in Malachi. It says, Bimara atem na'orim va'osi atem kvuim hagoy kulo. The key words here are hagoy kulo, the whole nation. E ikka goy kulo in. If it's under the whole nation is makabel good. E low. If not. Right?
There's your oil answer.
What do you mean? Right. It was not possible for the whole Klal Yisrael to be makabel it. So therefore, it went away to zero. It didn't. Gufa. Amar Bali. Amar Avimi. Nosa Mishmei Derav. Now we're going to go. So let me just tell you one thing. The Rambam, let me read what the Rambam says about this. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuros. He says, Shemen shal akum mutar. Umi sha'osro, and if someone asserted it, hare ze omeid bechet gadol. It's a big sin. If nay, because Shemamare al pi bezdin shediruhu. You're going against Bezdin. Bezdin says it's mutter. You're going against Bezdin. You're going against Bezdin for it. Fafilu nisbashal asher is a mutter, even if they cooked it. Ve'en neser lo, they be shuli akum. It's not a question of bishul akum. That's what tomorrow's daf, and then the next rest of the week. They shenechal kamoshu chai, because you can even eat it raw. So that's going to be the rule we're going to have later in the week. Anything that can be eaten raw, even if it's cooked, it's not a problem with bishul akum. It's like water, things like that are cooked are not a problem. We'll get to that later in the week. It's not a problem of the pot either, because it makes it a bad taste somehow. So
it's funny you use the line that you're going against Bezin when you're going against Bezin in the first place.
What do you mean?
Bezin was the one who first made it.
Right, and now that we got rid of it, so if you want to be Machmer, you're going against Bezin. Right. So he says.
What, people don't take on Chumras in general?
What? Not this one.
Yourself, not somebody else.
Right.
Yeah,
Gufa. Omar Bali. Now we're gonna talk about the other three. It was wine, bread, and daughters. So Omar Bali, Omar Avimi, Nosa, Mishmei Derav, Pitan, bread, Shemen, oil, Yayin, wine, Ubenosein, Kula Mishmona Osa Davrei. They're all from the 18 Xeris of Hillel and Shammai that afternoon in the attic of Hanani B'chizki Megarin. Maihi, Benosein, Maihi, what's with daughters? What does that mean, daughters? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Gozru Al Benosehen Nidos Me'arisosan. They made a gzira on any girl, no matter how old she is, how young she is, that they have even Arisa means in the cradle. Even in the cradle, a girl, a guy, a non-Jewish girl, a guy is considered a nida, and all the rules of tuma apply when she's a baby. No nida by a baby. So if you pick her up and hold her and things like that, you become tame like a nida. Ugneva mishmei derav amar, no, it's nothing to do with that. Kulan mishum avodas kochavim gazru behem. It's all because of avodas zara. Dechi asa rav acha bar ada, amar vitzchok gazru al pitan. They've asked bread mishum shemen because of oil. So Gemara says, "Don't just stop with other." May aluma shemen the shemen pass. Well, shemen's more machmer than pass. Other way around. Ella al pitan mishanan mishum yayin. No, bread and oil because of wine. Right, wine's the worst. That's the worst thing. And bread and oil because of wine. Atu, we don't even want to have anything to do with the goy. Not even have bread with them. Not even oil with them. All right, oil we relaxed. But the bread's still there, and the wine's still there.
So this is just a siyag.
Correct, 100%. Not the raisa.
Yeah.
It's a dinarabanan. Vayayin, mishum b'noseyin. Wine, because of, yasir wine, because of the daughters. We don't want to hang around the daughters. Val b'noseyin, why can't you hang around daughters? Mishum davar acher. Because of what it could lead to. Vial davar acher, mishum davar acher. And what that could lead to something else.
What's mixed dancing?
No. We're going to see, it's going to be Mishkov Zachar, the Gemara is going to say at the end. Because you hang around the girl, you hang around her brother too. That's what we're going to say in the end of the daf.
Yeah.
Now, so the Gemara says, B'noseyen, Daraisahi. What do you mean? But the daughters is Daraisa. Dichsev, it says, Lo Deschatin Vam, you're not going to marry a guy. What do you mean it's a Gzira? It says, Lo Deferish. The Gemara says, No. B'daraisa, B'zayin Umos. No, B'daraisa, you only can't marry a girl from the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael. That's only Daraisa. Aval Shar Bodi Nechavim, lo. There was no Isser Daraisa on any other Goy. So a Goy from Ireland is not one of the Sheva Umos. That would not be us from the Torah. Aval Shar, lo. Asu Inu V'Gazar Afilu Shar Bodi Nechavim. They made a Zera even on any person, even any non-Jewish person, non-Jewish woman, Lav Dafka from the seven nations. Why the seven nations only? Why are the seven nations?
It says in Torah.
But why? So the who says this? The Chetiv Rechinuch says.
It leads to adultery.
No, because these are the main Avodah Zarah spreaders of the world live there. So still you have to stay away from more than anyone else. Some in Ireland, okay. But those are the main seven. Those are the main. Okay. Now, according to Shir Ben Echai, Dharma who said, Ki yasir es bincha me'acharei, right? And your son's going to go astray, right? The pasuk says your son's going to go astray. L'rabos kol hamasiros, any type of going astray. So then, according to him, he can't marry any goy. Michael Amemar, then what's the gzera? Anyway, he can't marry any goy. What's the gzera? Ella daraisa ishus derechasnos. Now mid daraisa, according to Shimon Echai, they asked any marrying any goy. Not just seven nations, anybody. So what did they ask her? What's this gzera? You can't even spend the night with a girl. You're not going to marry her. Just to spend the night, that else you can't do. So the Gemara says, this is not a base dina shall shame gazu. That's an old gzera. Fixiv, Yehuda says, V'yom Yehuda, hotziu v'sisareif. She had a fling with somebody? That's what they thought. She has to die. Tamar. Why? She's not allowed to have Derek Nuss. She's not allowed to have that.
That was he had a Zika to him.
No, but no one knew that. He didn't know that. He thought there's a girl who had an affair with somebody. She has to die. She made a Xavier like that. It's not mean Hill and Chama. It's much older. So Gemara says, Ella, you're right. That's true. Daraisa, Ovid Kochavim, Haba, listen to this. Ovid Kochavim, Haba, Bas Yisrael, Dimash Chabasrei. Also, a goyish man and a Jewish girl, where she'll become attracted to him, and she'll follow him wherever he goes. That's Doraisa. Aval Yisrael, but a man haba al avodas kochavim lo. But a man was allowed to have a relationship with a goyish girl. Minatorah. That's not an answer. Minatorah. V'asu inu. What? One second. V'asu inu and Hill and Tanai came along. The Gazru Afilu Yisrael Habal Vodas Kochavim. Even a man can't have relations, even a temporary relationship with a goy, a female goy. So what are you talking about? Yisrael Habal Vodas Kochavim Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Damar Mar Habal Aramis Kinan Poginbo. If somebody has relations with an Aramis, any zealot can take the law into his own hands. So what do you mean? Right? What do you mean you can have an affair with a goyish woman? Is that true? The Torah says that. Zera from Hillel and Shammai? It's a whole bunch older than that. Versus, you're right. Amalei, Daraisa, Befer Hesia. Mid Daraisa, there's only Befer Hesia. Like Zimri ben Solu and Kazi Bastur. That was Daraisa. Befer Hesia, everyone knew they were doing it. Everyone knew they were in the same tent together. But Kavaisa Shehoya, it happened like that. V'asim inu gaza filu betzina. And then it came along, the Zera was, even if nobody knows about it. It's Bitsina, nobody knows about it. you go to some hotel with some woman, goy, that Midah Torah was mutter, comes along the hill in Shammai, and they made it asur. Sigmar says, Bitsina nami, Bezin Shah Chashmarai goes through. In Bitsina, the Bezin of Chashmarai made that zera. The Chiyasar of Dimi, Amar, Bezin Shah Chashmarai goes through, Yisrael, Habal of Orskechavim, Chayef, Mishum Nashga. The Chayef for four things. What's Nashga? Nashga is Nida, Shifcha, Goy, and Eishazish. And, Kigazu bade the Tilcha, one second. Kiyasar Ravin, Amar Mishum Nashgaz. The Zion is Zona. Okay, so it's not Taraisa, but it's not Hillel Shammai, much older. The Chashmonai made that Xera. So how could the Hillel made that Xera, Hillel Shammai? So Gemara says, Ki Gazru based Dino Chashmonai, the Bia. That was a Xera on Bia. Avol Yichud, lo. There's no Xera on Yichud with a Gaish woman. For Asa, Inu, Gazru Afil Yichud. They made a Xera on Yichud also. Yichud, Nami based Dino Shal David Gazru. That's from David Amelech. Dabar of Yehuda. Ba'achas Ba'osa Shah, after the story of Tamar and Amnon, right? They made a gzin, Gazru al Yichud. They made a gzin on Yichud. So Gemara says, yeah, Amr, Hasam Yichud, the Bas Yisrael. That was Yichud with a Jew. Aval Yichud, the Ovid Chavim, lo. They never made a gzin with a Goy. Yichud with a Goy, they never made such a thing. Va'asu Inu, Gazru, Af Yichud, Navoz Chavim. And they made a gzin on Yichud with a Goy. Yichud, the Bas Yisrael, Doraisa. What do you mean? Yichud, Bas Yisrael, Doraisa. The Doraisa, not a Dover Melch didn't make that. The Amr of Yochanan, Mishum Mashur ben Yotzadak, Remez Yichud ben Torah Minayim. Where's the Remez of Yichud from the Torah? Shenemar, it says, Ki Yasischa Achicha ben Imecha. When your brother, the son of your mother, is going to try to lead you astray. A funny way to say it, right? The brother, the son of your mother, what? Vechi ben Ein Mesis ben Av Ein Mesis? What, the son, the brother from the same father is not going to be Mesis you? Only the same mother? So obviously it means something else. Ella ben Misyachid Emimo. It means a son could be together with his mother. There's no issue of Yichud with your own mother. However, the Ein Echad Misyachid and call Arayas Shabbat Torah. You're not allowed to be together with any other Arayas in the Torah. Not allowed to be together with them. Like an aunt, all of them. Right? So the Gemara answers, so what do you mean? What do you mean? David HaMelech made a gzira on Yichud. It's much older. It's in the Torah itself. So the Gemara says, Yichud Daraisa, Deishas Ish. And that's only Deishas Ish. There's only Deishas Ish. V'asa David, V'gazer, Afilu Ayichud Dipnuya, even a single girl. That's what David HaMelech did. She was a single girl. V'asa Tamidi Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, V'gazer, Afilu Ayichud Dovaz Gochavim, even a guy. Okay, so that's what the gzira was. The gzira was Yichud with a guy. That's what the Xer was.
Brother and sister can't be alone?
So it's a shilas. They think they can. It's a shilas about that. I don't know. Paschi, I don't know. Now, then we said that it was because al-davar acher, mishum davar acher. We don't want it to lead to something, and that's to lead to something else. So what's all that about? Amar of Nachem b'Yitzchak, Gazru al-tinok, oved kochavim, shiyatame b'ziva, they made a Xerah on a child, on a Goyish child, that Shitame Beziva has a tumah of a zav. We don't want you playing, hanging around with the goyish kid, playing ball together. We don't want that because it could lead to mishkar zachar. That's what the other davar acher is. The first davar acher is it'll lead to an affair. Right. Second davar acher is it'll lead to mishkar zachar. The Amr of Zera, Tzar Gadol Hayali Eitz Lo Biosi, had a lot of pain fired by Rabbi Yosi. For Biosi Eitz Lo Biyochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Eitz Lo Biyanai. For Rabbi Eitzel, Rav Nassim ben Amram. For Nassim ben Amram, Eitzel, Rebbe. Tinok, the story is, Oved Kochavim, Me'emis HaMetame B'ziva. When is a Goy, a Tinok, the Goy, when is he Tame B'ziva? So a Jewish girl, when she's old enough to have that in her body, 10, 11, 12, whatever it is. Amali, he told me, Ben Yomo, a day old, it's a big zero. Because they don't want you hanging around the goyim. Okay, she ba'asi eitz lo b'chia. If Tum and Tyre were an issue, you can't pick up the goyish baby, right? Kisha ba'asi eitz lo b'chia. When I came to b'chia, Amali ben Teshanim, Hayuv Yom Echad, 9 years old. Kisha ba'asi deretzisi devar l'fnei Rebbe. When I was already in front of Rebbe, Amali told me Hanach devarai. Forget what I said. Vachas devar b'chia. Damar tino ove kochavim emes haratam b'ziva ben Teshanim Yom Echad. 9 years old, Hoel, V'roi labima labia matame navi b'ziva. Since the roi fabia also matame with ziva, not a baby, 9 years old. So Amar Ravina Hilkach Hatinokes Overes Kochavim Baskimo Shanavio Mechad. So then a girl would be 3 years old. Boy, that's a boy's nine. A girl would be three. Hoel V'ruya Labia. Me Mtama Nami Baziva. Since she's a roi for B at three, she's Mtame Ziva at three. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Right? It's obvious already. So right? If they're roi for Bia, then that's when the age when they begin Tama. What's the Chiddush? Now, Maldatema, Hai Yada La Argule, Hai Lo Yada La Argule. Okay, a 9 year old already has the mental capacity to seduce or to ensnare a woman. But a 3 year old is not going to do that. So I would have thought she's not Matame anymore. She's so young. Even though she's Roy Labia, but she's still, at the end of the day, she's not going to seduce anybody. Kamash Malan doesn't make a difference. And it's still a problem. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.